Local Mix. Rock 107.
And now, the all-new Rock 107 Local Licks with Joe Kleon. Join Joe as he tracks through the hottest bands on the local scene, cutting-edge tunes. It's the all-new Rock 107 Local Licks. Check out the new tunes from the only radio station brave enough to bring you Local Licks.
Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.
Good evening. Welcome to this week's edition of Local Licks. My name is Joe Kleon. Tonight's show sponsored by Budweiser. We have got a great show lined up for you tonight. Joining us in the studio, the one, the only Tim Ripper Owens. How you doing, Tim?
I am good, and I'm back in the studio once again. Good times at this place.
Welcome back to Rock 107. Definitely no stranger to this place, huh?
Oh, no. Golf outing a few years ago, and I've been in here with Fish and Keith and everybody, so I've had some good times.
One of these vomit stains on the floor has to have your name written on it.
Well, not yet. There's probably some slobber, some drool, or I just remember last time I was here, I was chomping on a bunch of gum, and Keith was looking at me like I was crazy. So I see all the good posters still on the wall, so it's nice.
Got some exciting new things going on, including this new project, Beyond Fear. You'll be performing at the Odeon this coming Thursday, part of the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles six-pack weekend. That's your debut performance with this new project, correct?
It is, yeah, and it's just kind of a nice thing to do. They asked if I'd do it. It's just a little warm-up thing, and it gets us on stage. Basically, I started rehearsing these songs to get ready for the studio, and I thought, well, we might as well jump on stage and see what we can do,
As I mentioned, the show coming up this Thursday at the Odeon. We're going to give away 5 pairs of tickets tonight, so if you want to go to the show, you'll have plenty of chances to pick up some tickets. Just stay by your phones. So when you knew you were going to have some hiatus with Iced Earth, is that when you really started putting this project together?
Well, actually, I started it when I was in... I started thinking about it when I was in Priest, because I talked to Ronnie Dio and I asked him, what do you think, I should do? Should I do, with the Priest thing? It wasn't long before I was out of Priest, but we were just had so much downtime in Priest, and he said, Tim, if you just leave, just do your own thing, man. Don't be afraid to do it. So I started thinking about it, and then John Schaefer called and asked if I wanted to sing on the Iced Earth record at that time, and I did. Then Priest and I split, and then I joined. So it's been a while. And John Compre and myself, who John's in 13 Faces, and he was in Spawn.
Right.
We started getting together. I wrote a lot of stuff at home. I probably wrote music for like 70% of the record, and all the good guitar playing's written by John.
we're gonna hear a few snippets from some demos from this new project coming up. Before we get any further into talking about this new project, why don't we give away a pair of tickets for the show coming up this Thursday at the Odeon. Tim's new project, Beyond Fear. If you want to go down to the show, we'll take caller 7 on the studio lines, 330-450-ROCK, 1-800-243-ROCK. We'll set you up with tickets for the show Thursday. While we're giving away the tickets, let's get into a tune here to go back to the Priest days. How about your signature tune, Ripper? Let's jam that out.
All right, man, let's do it.
It's Tim Ripper Owens and Priest right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.
Yeah! The Ripper!
Live music from Judas Priest right here at Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. That is a great version of The Ripper. Joining us in the studio, Tim Ripper Owens. Got a brand new project called Beyond Fear. They'll be doing their debut performance this Thursday at the Odeon, part of the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles six-pack weekend. We have 4 more pair of tickets to give away to that show. We're going to spread it out throughout the broadcast tonight, so stay by your phones. You'll definitely have a chance to win tickets. So, Tim, this Beyond Fear project, you started putting it together, actually thinking about it back when you were in Priest, huh?
Yeah, I did. At that time, I think it was just going to be I was going to do a solo thing and put stuff out that I had written. And, I thought it was best that I made it a band and not a solo thing. And
how would you say this new material differs from the stuff you did with Priest and Iced Earth?
It's not as technical as Iced Earth, musically, and probably even vocally. It's definitely probably a cross between maybe a Priest and a Winter's Bane type stuff. Heavier, though. With John Compre is definitely a heavier style guitar player, and it kind of helps. It's almost like it's to me musically, it's a cross between a Sabbath with Dio and a Priest and brought into the year 2000 and whatever we're at, 5.
Were these songs newly written, or were some of the songs just lyrics that you had written, like even back from your days with Priest?
No, they were. A couple of songs I had actually submitted, or not submitted, but had written for Judas Priest.
Oh, really? So a couple songs from this prog?
Songs. I think you're the first person I've told that to.
Wow.
A couple I'm trying to think, and music and everything. But actually, I didn't get a chance to even give it to him because it didn't. You know, the end finally came. The guillotine came down, and I was out of the band. But I started writing it, and then I started thinking to myself, you know what? I think maybe it'd be best if I just keep these songs anyway. So because I knew they wouldn't, they would go on deaf ears. Really, I mean, they weren't really interested in anybody writing with them. You know, and it. So I wanted to. They were in the works, but most of them, I would say 90% of them have been written after that fact, or maybe towards the end of Priest. But it was, you know, I always started writing them. You know, I think I started writing them on like a 4-track or something, and then I moved to Cubase and started writing them on that.
We're joined in the studio by Tim Ripper Owens. His new project's called Beyond Fear. They'll be performing at the Odeon this coming Thursday, May 5th, part of the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles 6-pack weekend. Going to give away 4 more pairs of tickets to the show. Definitely want to go out there and see a whole bunch of bands. I think the show starts at 7 o'clock, goes all the way until 1 or 2 in the morning. Lots and lots of bands on the bill. It's a Thursday night, so there's really nothing going on anyway. It's going to be a good time for you to go out and see some great music. Also, see what Ripper's up to these days. Have you begun laying down any tracks for this new project yet, or just some demo stuff?
We haven't. It's just demo stuff, you know, and I've recorded a few of the songs at the Neon Cactus in Akron. I've recorded a few songs at Lava Room, but most of them have pretty much been recorded in John Capri's living room using Cubase and just, you know, and it sounds phenomenal.
So since the demo sounds so good, you're going to grace us with a little bit of them, correct?
I'll put a little snippets of some of the demo work. Let's hear some of the little snippets of it. Now I'll let people hear that, but you just have to remember that these songs here that I'm going to play are recorded in a living room as a demo because, you know, I'm not going to spend the money to record an expensive demo and then go, because when you record a record, you take your time, you take your time getting sounds, you take your time recording it, and you take days and days. These were recorded in an hour. The first one I'll play here was recorded, the whole thing, probably in about 2 hours with everything on here. With all
so those. Just real rough demos, just to give people an idea what the new material's like. So what's this first one called?
You know, let's give you the old school basic heavy metal song. It's called I Don't Need This, and this is back to old school roots here, real plain.
Brand new stuff from Beyond Fear. This is an unreleased demo, just some demo stuff they put together just to try and get some label interest. We're going to hear it right here on Local Licks. This one called, once again,
I Don't Need This.
Right here on Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, brand new stuff from Beyond Fear, a demo recording that they made a while back. I Don't Need This, the name
just
of that tune.
Just a piece of it, though.
Yeah,
Joe,
we just heard a bit of it.
Don't let them think that's how the song starts or ends, because they'll think, my God, it just kind of cut out, didn't it?
Yeah, I just gave you a little piece of it. We can't play the whole song, but very, very cool stuff. We're going to hear another little snippet now, I believe, aren't we?
Yeah, let me give you a little high note, some high singing, and a little heavier song. This one's called And You Will Die.
Joined in the studio by Tim Ripper Owens, his new project Beyond Fear, performing at the Odeon this coming Thursday. Before we get into this next snippet, let's give away another pair of tickets to the show. We'll take caller 7 once again. Lucky 7 on the studio lines, 330-450-ROCK, 1-800-243-ROCK. If you are the 7th caller, we'll set you up with tickets this Thursday at the Odeon. Check out Tim and his new project Beyond Fear. Right now, another snippet from the demo recordings, this tune,
And You Will Die.
Just a snippet, just a piece, but it is Beyond Fear right here on Local Licks. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. We are joined in the studio tonight on Local Licks with Tim Ripper Owens. His new project's called Beyond Fear. They'll be at the Odeon this coming Thursday, their debut performance, part of the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles 6-pack weekend. We just heard a couple snippets from the demo recordings, which will eventually become the new record. Very, very cool stuff, Tim. Glad to see you got your own project going here.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, I'm just really looking forward to getting out of the demo stages and recording the real thing.
I know they're doing some festivities at Alice Cooperstown again this year for the Brave Words Festival. Are you going to be up there?
You know, I'm going to tell you the same thing I said to Bill Peters. No.
No?
You know, he sent me an email and asked if I did it, and the only words I sent back to him was N-O. No.
Is that because of a bad experience the last time you did it?
No, that was awesome, man. I had a blast doing that. But, you know, I need to just concentrate on this one show, and I just, you know, I don't know. I just didn't really care to do it.
Let's go back in time a couple years to when you were out there at Alice Cooper's Town doing some acoustic stuff for the Brave Words and Bloody Knuckles show, I believe in 2002. I was able to get my hands on a copy of the board tape from that show, and maybe we should spin something here. What do you think?
Well, if you must, I guess, you know.
I've played it a couple times, and people really like it, so.
Once again, this is and Dennis Hayes is on bass here, and Nick from Wretch is on guitar, but it's funny because we got together for about, I think, one night at my house and went through them in my living room, you know, and quite the experience.
Let's hear the Acoustic Priest medley that you guys did.
Oh, well, okay.
Nice long set of Acoustic Priest tunes. Tim Ripper Owens, also Dennis Hayes from the project Beyond Fear. This goes back a couple years to Alice Cooperstown in downtown Cleveland. I believe it was June something or other, 2002. Great Priest medley. Another exclusive right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. Tim Ripper Owens recorded live at Alice Cooperstown in downtown Cleveland back in 2002. A nice board recording of the acoustic set of Priest tunes that you guys did. That sounded great, man. I wish I could have been there.
I had a choice
of either going to Cooperstown or Cancun.
Excuses.
I chose Cancun. We're going to take a short break right now. When we come back, we'll hear some more music from Ripper, Iced Earth, Priest, all kinds of stuff. Can you stick around for a while, Tim?
I can, yeah.
All right, we'll be back in just a second with more conversation, more music from Tim Ripper Owens, right here on Local Licks, Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.